Well, there's unlikely to be much dissent, it would seem, between the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and the state and territory leaders on that National Security Summit. Michelle Grattan joins us now from our Canberra studio. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Matt.
We just heard from Gladys Berejiklian. States look like backing the feds over those tough new counter-terrorism laws. Seems like a race to see who can be the toughest on law and order. Are you surprised there's so little difference of opinion?
Not really, because the measures that the federal government has put to the states are, for the most part, I think, not all that controversial. The most controversial of them would be to bring other states in line with the 14 days maximum detention period that a person can be subjected to before they're either charged or let go. But already that is in one state, in New South Wales. As for the handing over of licence photos, well, the federal government has access to those photos. It's a question of making that process much faster. So in general, I think that it is not surprising that the states are coming along with these measures. As the Premier said, there has been a change in attitudes to civil liberties and privacy over the last decade or so, as we've seen the threat of terrorism become stronger.
Yeah, the stress here is on security and less so about privacy. Is that a sign of the times, given we are the Facebook generation, everyone's online putting all of their information out there anyway?
Yes, I think that's one of the factors, but also people have become more fearful of potential terrorist attacks. Now, mercifully, we've not seen a great deal of this in Australia, but of course we have had some attacks, and in the era when we're in the 24-hour news cycle and instant pictures from everywhere in the world, we are very aware of attacks overseas, which have been much, much worse, and therefore I think there has been a realignment of people's priorities between security and protection on the one hand and privacy and individual liberties on the other. Of the various issues you discuss with the Premier, of course, keeping people in jail beyond their sentence, which is not something that's on the agenda for today, not something the federal government's been proposing, but something that's already in operation, that is probably the most controversial.
Yeah, that's a new development. But it's not going to be all happy agreement today, of course. Malcolm Turnbull repeatedly criticising Victoria, New South Wales and the Northern Territory for not exploiting their onshore gas reserves. Gladys Berejiklian said just then she's not budging. Daniel Andrews and Michael Gunner don't look like they're taking losing much sleep over that either. Who has the upper hand here, do you think?
Well, I think the premiers probably have the upper hand in the end on this. I was interested that the premier sounded so defiant. She really was very tough-minded in the way she was speaking, the way she put her resistance to any such proposal. And of course, that would set an enormous precedent, because it would mean that policies, state policies that the federal government disapproved of could be increasingly taken into account in the formula for distribution between the states. And I think that that would be really resisted very strongly by states generally.
All right, Michelle Grattan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Matt.
That's Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.